morning, Tony. It's really nice to talk to you again.
It is. It's a nice morning, actually. The sun is shining. We haven't seen too much of that, apart from the last couple of days over the bank holiday weekend.
Yeah. It's supposed to get warmer by the end of the week.
It's warmer this morning, I can tell you.
Yeah. I mean, I took the dog out in the morning and it was absolute. It was cold first thing, I must admit. But other than that, once the wind drops down.
Yeah.
But at least we haven't had that storm Dave down here too much.
No, Dave didn't want to come too near the south, did he, really?
Nope.
Anyway, we've had rather a wet time of it so far this year, with lots and lots of things being delayed and not getting done in the garden. So it's almost like an emergency remedy, really. What should we be doing now?
Well, one of the things that we should have done in the autumn was, of course, prepare ready for the spring. But a lot of us couldn't do that because we had sodden soil, heaven knows what, and a lot of mulching was going on. But now that the soil itself is warming up, now is the time to start sowing some seeds.
Oh,
so yeah, because I know you're a veg grower, aren't you?
We are. We've been trying to work out this year what to do because it's all been a bit late, and you advised last year to get some tomato plants rather than seeds.
Yeah.
So we haven't done so yet. We're ridiculously late with all this stuff at the moment. So we have empty boxes and trying to work out what to do. We've decided we're not going to do potatoes this year, but we are going to do at some point tomatoes, which I'm guessing are probably tomato plants. We're almost there to put those in, aren't we?
Not outside, no.
No?
Oh, no. Definitely don't do anything outside while there are still frosts in the offing. We had a heavy frost. I mean, I'm in North Horsham, and we had a very heavy frost yesterday.
Oh, right.
So be very wary. Have you got anywhere indoors you could put them on, a windowsill or something like that?
We've got all sorts of things on windowsills. We've got bonsais, we've got cactus, all sorts of things going on. So might be worth waiting a couple of weeks then until it warms up a little.
Absolutely. And in all honesty, if you can, the bigger you can get them, the better off you are, really. Either you've got to buy them as small plants, which are about 2 to 3 inches tall.
Yeah.
And they're in the garden centres now. I saw them over the bank holiday weekend. Too early. It really is too early.
Oh, you put my mind at rest because we've gone right the way through the bank holiday weekend. And there's me thinking, we've got to get those tomatoes in the ground. And, of course, you've just said, no, don't worry about that. Leave it a couple of weeks, which has made my life a lot better.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, people do go in far too early. But, I mean, you can sort of sow things like beetroot or herbs germinate quite well at this time of the year as well, you know, which is quite nice. And the other thing is, don't leave things. If you've got a propagator, I mean, I've got two. If you could see my conservatory, you'd have a heart attack. I mean, I cannot have anybody to eat it because my dining room table's in the conservatory. So nobody can come and have a meal with me because there's all this stuff.
You do it on your lap, Jean, is what you do. You eat your dinner on your lap.
but not when there's four or five of you.
Oh, could do. Come on. Anyway.
No, I haven't got that many easy chairs. Come on. But cucurbits. And I was talking to somebody yesterday, and she said, oh, do you think I ought to take these things out of the propagator?
Mm.
And they were honestly, my index finger, they were that long with two leaves on the top. I said, get them out. Quickly. And so she has. Now, when you've got something, and a tomato and a cucumber will do the same thing, when you have the roots in the ground, obviously, and then you get a stem, don't you?
Mm.
And then you get your two little leaves on the top.
Mm.
Drop the leaf, when you're going to put it into a bigger pot, drop the whole of that stem and the root down into the compost. Don't leave it wiggling, woggling about in the open air. And the reason for that is because so that the seed leaves then sit flush with the surface of the soil. You then water it in, that firms the plant in, And it will grow from those two seed leaves rather than a great wobbly stem to start with.
It sounds good. Now, I've got a little list of the things from, well, the RHS have some ideas of, and they list out outdoors, indoors undercover, brassicas they mention, which, you know, I'll let you explain in a moment, and herbs. So brassicas first. What are brassicas?
Cabbages.
Okay, but it says broccoli, cabbage and kale. I like kale.
Absolutely. So do I, but what...
No, I don't. I can't say that I like kale.
Oh, you can't? Oh,
no.
Really?
No.
Well, one of the nice ones is a black... It looks like a long-leafed kale.
Yeah.
And it's called Cavaliero de Nero.
Yeah.
And it's absolutely fabulous. Honestly, it is. Yeah. If you grow a little bit of that and then you cut the leaves off, right, and you lay them flat on a baking tray.
Yeah.
You spray it with your sunflower oil or whatever and bake them. And
right.
They come out like crisps.
That was it. It was a taste and a texture that I just didn't like very much.
Yeah.
I mean, I love cabbage, so we're all right there. I'll eat broccoli as well. But kale, for me, I think I'd give it a wide berth.
Well, if you haven't got the room either, and
I haven't
got the room.
No, but then it had the things to plant indoors, which actually confirms what you said earlier. There are marrows, courgettes, pumpkins, squash, sweet peppers, yeah, tomatoes and cucumbers.
That's right. Now,
all indoors are undercover.
Yeah, well, one of the things that I would recommend for people particularly like me, I live by myself, and I actually use a cucumber called Mini Munch.
Mm-hmm.
And it's about 4 inches long.
Yeah.
And you cut them when they're little, and they go on and on and on. You can grow them in a cold greenhouse, or you can grow them up an obelisk or something like that.
Yeah.
And you've got no problem. But the other thing to remember too, if you're doing it, is sweet corn. Start them off now.
In fact,
it's a little bit late for sweet corn to start off, but start them off now, and then again in a propagator if you can. They do need a little bit of heat to start them off. And then when you plant them out, you plant them in a square. So 9 inches apart. And you plant them 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, because then they pollinate themselves.
That's clever.
Yeah.
That's clever. So, we like that idea. The other thing was, we were talking about what you should and shouldn't do outdoors, and this list, again, not particularly different to yours. So beetroot, which you mentioned, carrots, Swiss chard, lettuce,
yep,
radish, peas, spinach, turnips and onions.
You can grow all of those if you want to,
and
they can be sown from now onwards.
Yeah.
But what I would suggest is that perhaps you don't sow the whole packet at one go.
No,
definitely not. You know, some people do that. You'd be surprised, particularly lettuce. I mean, there's only so many lettuce you can eat, Tony, isn't there?
Well, for me, lettuce is a plate filler. That's about it. Best
I can say about it.
I'm not a lettuce fan.
No, I do like certain lettuce.
Yeah.
I like the little ones. But I like them stuck in a sandwich or something.
Yeah.
So on the top. But anyway, there
good
we go.
Good old BLT. You see, you need it for your BLT if you eat one of
you
those.
You do, definitely.
So yeah. they're laid out, the outdoors, the indoors. Then it comes to potatoes. Plant out second early potatoes in the first
That's
half
right.
of the month, and then the main crop in the second half.
Now, where did you grow your potatoes last
year? In the boxes
year?
Again. But again, we've grown potatoes, or tried to grow potatoes, every year. And we've never had enormous success. The potatoes have been too small. Probably we've probably harvested some too early. But the problem is, once you think you've cleared the whole lot and you rake the whole thing over, next year, without planting any potatoes, you've got more potatoes coming. They're everywhere.
Yeah, that's why I actually grow potatoes in bags.
Oh, right.
So old compost bags, couple of holes in the bottom, soil in the middle, and I use a lovely peat-free compost in there.
Yeah.
And then you put your potatoes, 5 in a bag or 4 in a bag, whatever, and then you just top it up as you would normally.
Yeah, how deep are soils you need in one of these old bags?
Well, I mean, I'm halfway up.
So what, a couple of inches?
Oh, no, more than that.
Oh, you're talking about standing the bag upright rather than... Sort of, I mean, I was going to say, you need the depth, but how many did you say you can get in there?
Well, I get four. It depends on the variety. If you're doing a big variety, then you'd need probably three in a bag.
Yeah.
And you stand it up like a cylinder, really.
Right, and you get three or four in there?
I'm in the bottom, yeah. Because, I mean, they're quite wide, aren't they, a compost bag?
But you plant at the top, don't you, and they grow downwards, don't they? Or
you plant them in the bottom of the bag.
Right.
And then you keep filling the soil on the top. Right? And then the little shoots come out, so you fill a bit more in. And then the shoot comes out through that bit, and they fill a bit more in. And then eventually they come out of the top of the bag.
Oh, right. Well, the plants do.
Yeah,
how many
magic.
Potatoes do you get on the bottom of those plants?
About four pounds in
weight. Each plant?
Each bag.
Oh, right, each bag. Right, yeah. Okay. Oh, that's interesting. That's a novel thing. I must try that, actually. It sounds like quite a bit of work to get the potatoes, but at least you're getting a decent harvest. You get decent-sized potatoes.
Yeah, you do, and it's quite nice, and I quite like salad potatoes anyway.
Yeah.
And so that's what I do. But one good tip, particularly if anybody has grandchildren or anything, there is a lovely one which it goes all nibbly nobbly and peculiar shapes.
Yeah,
it really is, and that's quite amusing for kids to do. And in actual fact, you see, having kids around with growing potatoes in bags, it's so much easier and it's cleaner, isn't it?
Well, it sounds like it. It sounds like it is, because we've tried with these boxes, and these boxes are what, 8-9 feet long and about three feet wide. And well, I say we get little tiddlers. They're not even salad potatoes.
Yeah, but
what's
the depth of it?
Oh. About 2.5 feet.
Right. So you should really get. But on the other hand, you know,
planting them on the top rather, or digging a hole and putting potatoes in a hole, not that deep.
Yeah, you need to put them right down.
Right. Okay.
But try a couple in a bag and let me know.
Actually, yeah.
Yeah, and have a look, see what it is.
And they're right to be done this month, aren't they?
In the garden centre as well, you can buy something called potato feed.
All right.
Which is it's well worth trying, particularly if you're using, like I do, I use recycled compost. I had some grow bags, last year's grow bags, given to me.
Yeah.
And they were really very, very dry and horrible. So I mixed those up, put them in the old compost bags that I'd got, and I had a really good crop, honestly. And I've got some already in my cold greenhouse now, and they've already got big leaves on them. So there we are.
Oh, right. Okay. Well, I'll have to give that a try. It's a novel thing, because I've never actually, I mean, with my brain, never quite worked that you can turn the bag up the right way, fill it with a bit of dirt and stick a potato in the potatoes in the bottom, or your plants in the bottom.
That's right.
And then gradually covering them up as they keep growing. It never occurred to me that that would be a thing.
Yeah. I mean, a friend of mine who is a veg grower, he actually does that, but he grows all his bags because he hasn't got that much room. He's got an allotment.
Mm.
So he digs a trench in the allotment.
Yeah.
Right, and puts the bags into the trench, so he stands them upright in the trench. So he's got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, you know.
Yeah.
And then at the end of it, after the haulms have died down, and he's, you know, ready to harvest them, he will pick that bag up and put it in the shed. And then when his wife wants something during the winter, she'll go and get a bag and get her potatoes out.
Wow. Of course, because they don't go off in the ground, will they, in a shed?
No, they're absolutely fine, because they'll dry out in there, which is quite nice.
Yeah. Handy hint number 35, how to grow your potatoes properly. Wow.
Yeah. Have a try.
I must do, really.
The other thing to remember, of course, is to beware of really hot days and cold nights, particularly with your plants indoors. And remember that if you've got really sort of tender houseplants, growing them right next to the glass is not a good idea, because even if you've got double grazing, it will be much colder nearer the glass. So obviously, you know, take care.
Yeah, okay. So the other thing to worry about, because we've talked all about vegetables so far, I'm sure there are plenty of people that grow other things apart from vegetables. Many grow plants and flowers. What should we be doing at the moment?
Well, one of the things to avoid is hedge cutting because of the bird nesting season.
Yeah.
Right, that's the first thing. So that's you can take cuttings at this time of the year, fuchsia cuttings. If you've started off your dahlias from the tubers, you can do those.
Yeah.
Penstemons, they're very easy at this time of the year. But what I've been doing in my garden, because I do a plant fair at the beginning of May, I'm digging up my perennials in the garden when they've got too big and they start to go sideways and you've got a gap in the middle which looks horrible. So I dig the whole thing up, separate all the outside bits, which are the nice, clean, new shoots, and then pot those up individually. So I do that with Rudbeckia. I've done that with hardy geraniums. And it's so good because either you can give them to the next door neighbour or you can flog them off for a charity. So
there's plenty to do in the garden, isn't there? One final thing before we run completely out of time is what's described as the essential maintenance, things like weeding, lawn care, frost protection and mulching. You've already touched on the frost protection, but the one thing I know you love talking about is lawns.
I mean, a bit of fleece over the top. I mean, fleece is easy enough to buy, and it's quite quick, and it lets the pollinators in, but it keeps the plant underneath a bit, you know, warmer than it would be otherwise.
Yeah.
And I tend to put fleece over the top of my tree peonies that I've got, because they always get caught. They're always late and they always get caught.
Yeah.
So I've just done that, funnily enough, yesterday. Oh, and harden off your sweet peas. That's another thing. If you've sown sweet peas and you've got them there, harden them off. Don't take them straight out of your indoor conservatory or your greenhouse and then plant them straight out. That's what you need to do when you get your tomatoes. Don't plant them straight away.
No.
Harden them off.
Okay. We will get to that. Jean, we could talk for hours on this stuff. I know we could, and we never get enough time to do so. But there I have to call it a day because we are running out of time. But we'll come back in a month's time and catch up with, hopefully I'll have got some of those tomatoes in the ground by then.
Yeah, I mean, yes, funnily enough, I was talking to someone today and they've got a new variety, which they reckon would, I need one plant and it will cover a 2 metre box.
Wow.
If I get one, I'll send it to you.
Lovely. Jean Griffin, for now, thank you for talking to us. We'll talk to you in a month's time. Cheers.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.